Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Touch with Wiggins World of Wellness. And hey, I'm Stacy Wiggins, and this is radio the way it should be heard. And you know what? I just had a thought. We'll check it out with management, see if we can change up some of this podcast situation, possibly be sitting on a ball. We'll see about that. I'm all about the ball, but more so what I'm all about is trying to help people understand and educate them to a wellness perspective, not just a sick care pain relief perspective. And this is, it's grown with me as I've grown with it in my own life, and I've created a lifestyle of being pain free for well over 22 or so years. And there is a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of work, a lot of consciousness, a lot of self-connectedness, self-analysis, of course, a lot of learning from others to go about attaining a state of where you just feel good every day. It's maybe as a child it was given to you, but as we grow older and we deal with stress and have stress become a everyday additional type of accumulation factor to our lives, we kind of lose it, get out of balance, stay locked into tension and tightness. Well, a long time ago, I was able to get out of that trend, get out of that rut of overly excessively tight, stressed, tense, pain, chronic problems. I mean, I always had chronic problems. So when people ask me, Stacy, what is it you do? Oh my God, it sounds like he's stupid. Guy doesn't know what he does. Well, the challenge is, I don't know where to start. I really don't know what to tell you, because first off, I don't know if you understand it. But secondly, I do a lot of things. I started out as a massage therapist, been 32 years now doing body work. And if you're going to do anything for any amount of time, let alone 32 years, you're going to figure a few things out. That is part of how I figured out how to be pain-free, because I'm working on thousands and thousands of people who are on chronic pain, absolutely day in, day out pain, can't go to sleep and sleep all night because they're in pain. So it absolutely interrupts their life. It certainly takes the quality of their life down a little bit. But still, Stacy, what is it you do? Well, I have a welcome letter, and this is it's good, but you know what? There's room for improvement. So we'll call this first run, and then we'll see where we can improve it. So when you come to my office, and generally most people are told by another person. I'm not out there on the web in a big way, chanting what it is that I do. So it's word of mouth. We sit down. I have them read this welcome letter. So I'm going to read that to you real quickly. It says, "Hello, welcome to Wiggins World of Wellness. My name is Stacy Wiggins. I am very excited to share information with you about alphabiotics, a body of work that is very important to me." Didn't even talk about massage therapy. Just came out with alphabiotics. I am the first certified African-American alphabioticist, over 30 years experience in massage therapy industry. Okay, I skipped over that. I am the first African-American alphabioticist. Could be important. There are others. Let's see. An inventor and founder of the Wiggins Method. What the heck's a Wiggins Method? That's another explanation. It is a method or a system of self-massage and exercise system which incorporates core strength, balance, flexibility, and a deeper accessing slash stretching of the muscles and an understanding of body awareness. Now, that's a lot of words, but until you work out with me in my class, you then become much more aware that, oh, this is way, way more intense than just using hand weights or being in a machine or doing push-ups or doing squats. This is highly neurologically engaging exercises. You will never get bored, never get tired of doing what we do in class. We'll show some footage of this maybe sometime soon. All right, back to where I am. In 1995, I completed the Developmental Alphabotics Training Program and received my certification from the Alphabotics Training Academy, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. I stay up to date with all continuing education requirements for my Alphabotics certification. Alphabotics is a wellness service. Here we go with the word wellness. A wellness service profession dedicated to studying and addressing the weakening effects that are caused by persistent, unrelieved stress in the human body. As a developmental alphabeticist, I am here to offer information and service to those interested in taking a proactive stance. Proactive? Yeah, that means wanting to do something about it instead of waiting on it. Against the effects of persistent physical, chemical, mental, spiritual, and emotional stress. Yes, I said it all. Chemical, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional stress. How can you address such a thing? Just give me a second. My mission is to assist others on their journeys to better understand, balance, and manage stress in their lives. My commitment to you is to operate within my area of expertise and abide by all applicable laws and guidelines. My role is not to tell you what to believe, what to do, what to think, but rather to assist you in your efforts to positively manage the stress in your life, thereby maximizing your well-being and harnessing your full potential. You cannot harness your full potential if your brain is out of balance, if your body is chronically tight. You are just not even thriving, but you're just barely surviving. So really what I'm proposing here is not all that too far-fetched. Now, we need to have a better context. I thought balance doesn't mean anything. Balance means everything. The balance in our lives dictates the ability of having our life. If our life is extremely out of balance, we're either very sick, death, or dead. So we do live in a balance. Too much of anything, whether it's good or bad, could possibly kill us. So here we go. Exercise. Movement. We are in a world, it just, by the way, I don't know if you noticed today, I am emotionally, I'm just emotionally everywhere. We'll just call that. But right now, we're in a world that doesn't move, more so United States, doesn't move worth a squat. We sit in a chair, we sit in a car, we sit in a whatever. We're working on high-tech machines, and our body is just in low-tech mode, not moving. So this creates a world of problems. And right now, let's see, we're just almost into February. The winter's not been that bad, but I've certainly reduced my getting outside workout time, and that's mentally affected me. That's physically affected me. I'm frustrated. I'm upset with myself. I'm not at ease. Now, when I'm exercising on a daily basis or whatever, man, I am cool cucumbers. But when I'm getting locked up in the house and not knowing, oh, what is going on, and, you know, it's just, no, it's not good for me. You got to learn this about yourself. What do you need to do to live a life that keeps you on a nice, cool level? So there's a certain amount of activity. There's a certain amount of exercise that we all have to find that is suitable for our lives. Now, I do, as with many things, I take something and I just run with it. I just explore the heck out of it. And this topic is exercise. I explored the heck out of it in this manner. I grew up traditional growing up, played outside every day, no longer traditional. But once got into college, did work machines, weight machines, you know, went to the Nautilus, I went to Ohio State. Ever since then, the gym workouts were pretty much hand weights and machines. So many years ago, into my massage therapy practice, I started to sit on the ball, started to work on the ball, started to learn about what the ball can benefit me. Now, fast forward many years forward with my current classes and my workout program, our workouts are phenomenal because the stretch is in the workout. And most people hate working out, you know, let alone stretching. You talking about stretching? You what? I ain't got time for it. But if you can do stretching and working out and having a lot of fun at it, please bring it on. So this type of working out is very mentally demanding, yet mentally satisfying. It's very physically challenging because you're putting your body in positions it has not been in. I guarantee you, it's never been in these positions before. But why can't you? Because you're tight, you're unfamiliar with it, so your first attempts are going to be kind of sloppy or unsuccessful. But with several attempts, you'll be able to then do the next, you know, the exercise. This type of failure learning in a short period of time, less than 5 minutes, is very dopamine addicting. What do I mean? When you can do something that you once previously thought, man, that's impossible, or that I can't do it, or it's extremely hard, and then you do it, you get a boost of neurochemical woohoo in your head. That's a big part of the class that people experience, is they are able to do exercise in a fun way. We have fun in class. But yet, after they're done, they become much more relaxed, much more stretched. Many people say, oh, it feels like I just had a massage, yet I worked out. It's hard to understand. And I've always been, I did a podcast almost 9 months ago talking about the benefits of massage. I wrote down 20 at the time. I think by the time I flew back from Dallas, Texas to Columbus, Ohio, I was thinking of a podcast topic, and it was about the benefits of massage. So I wrote down at least 20 to 27 ideas then, and had a great podcast. We'll dig it up, look into our archives, and make a reference to it. However, that information I knew and learned along the way, but there's some newer information from a doctor who studied at Stanford University, and she really helped expand my mind, almost blow it, as to, wow, that's why I'm so addicted to working out. Because if you want to be addicted to something, at least be addicted to movement. Be addicted to your body just working, because that's what it was there for. So let's check out what her explanation is all about.
So why is movement specifically so important to mental well-being?
I almost don't even know where to begin with this. I mean, you can start with the data. If you just look at the data around the world, every country you can imagine that it has been studied in, every age group, every health status, every gender, every socioeconomic status, people who are more physically active are happier, they have better relationships, they have more meaning in life, they're less at risk for things like depression and loneliness. If you go further than just sort of that kind of epidemiology, and you look at how movement affects the brain and how movement affects mental health, it's as if humans were born to move, and when we are physically active, it puts us in a state of not just body, but of mind to be the best version of ourselves. You know, everything from the neurochemistry of the runner's high, which makes us enjoy cooperating with other people more and gives us hope and optimism, all the way to how if you are regularly active, you have a different brain and nervous system than people who don't exercise. You have a brain and a nervous system that are more sensitive to pleasure and more resilient to stress. I could literally just talk for the next hour listing the many ways, but I think the biggest takeaway is that human beings, as individuals and as a species, we thrive when we are active, that our brains aren't just housed in bodies like it's a suitcase that's carrying our brains around. Our brains really work best when we are in bodies that are active.
Great. Our brains thrive when we are active. I've received the runner's high, and I remember that when I was a mid-teenager, you know, when I started running. Like, wow, what is this? This is really cool. And it's short-lived. It's like for me, you know, half a mile, quarter of a mile. Some people say they can get a runner's high for several miles at a time. Well, God bless them. I would have a quick snippet of, oh, man, I could do this forever. Life is so wonderful. Hello, tree, you know, as you're running. And you're in this state of flow, state of bliss. You're lightly touching the ground, you're not banging, you're not pounding, your joints aren't being jammed up, you're just running as you would think your body was designed to run. So exercise, to whatever degree, is so important. And we are mostly, especially here in the United States, well, we're overweight, we're certainly undernourished, and we don't move much. We are just stagnant people. We're a nation of stagnation. And so I have offered these ideas about sitting on a big ball. If you're at work, put one at your desk. If you're in the gym, begin to sit on one. If you're at home, if you're at senior citizens, you know, at the elderly care places, start them in the corner. Because what happens when you start sitting on a big stability ball, the word stability comes right into mind. You have to start stabilizing your body in ways that a flat chair does not demand for you to do. You have to start activating muscles in a way that you haven't done before. And if you're going to move any at all, which you're going to start creating muscular tone, muscular proper tone. Because most of us sitting for so long create a lot of tightness, low back, low hip, or hip tension, low back tightness, and we're stiff. We're so stiff, it's ridiculous. Can't even stand up straight, we're stiff. That's ridiculous. You go around, you look at people, you go out, just go outside, and no one is standing up straight. I mean, come on. No one is standing up with their ear, shoulder, and hips, and knees in one straight line. In many cases, I see the ears out past the chest. Their head is so far forward, it's like, oh my God, you gotta be suffering. And they are. So I offer a very unique perspective because most of us are chasing pain. We're like, I can't just get me out of pain. Or, you know, I've been hurt for so long, I don't believe I can get out of pain. Well, the belief system is where it all happens. It all starts there. If you don't believe it, it probably is going to be true. If you do believe it and you just got a temporary 10-year inconvenience, well, you'll find an answer for it. Answers are out there. They're thriving out there with answers. It's just which one, which answer is good for you. So that's one big aspect of it, the exercise part. And I will dive in deeper to that because in this exercise part that I have created, I am helping you decompress your rib cage, your spine, so you height that you may have lost as you got older can regain it. What do you mean? Yes. You can regain such a thing if you can alleviate that crushing tension that you've accumulated on your spine. Happens every time you get the body in position to heal. It's no big deal. But if you are in a chronic state of destructive tension, destructive stress, out of balance living, you are dying prematurely. It's pretty simple. Speaking of dying, boy, I tell you, I didn't know just how bad some of the things in Columbus, Ohio, and in just Ohio itself is. A friend of mine gave me a text, kind of told me to, you know, consider these things. So this is the Columbus Dispatch, and this is an article sent to me by a friend, and here we go. And this is the first time I've heard this particular combination of words. They're called forever chemicals found in Columbus drinking water. Forever chemicals. What in the world does that mean? Well, let's find out, shall we? An environmental group tested tap water at 44 locations across the country for forever chemicals, they're in quotes. Samples taken in Columbus and Cincinnati tested at levels that researchers say could be harmful, but are below the USA EPA guidelines. I wonder what they know. Tap water tested in more than 36 locations across the country found toxic forever chemicals at most of the sites, including Columbus, Cincinnati, according to a nonprofit environmental organization. In Columbus, a total of 9 forever chemicals were found by the Environmental Working Group, totaling 16.4 parts per trillion of, okay, here we go, perfluoroalkylide. Yeah, that looks good. Perfluoroalkylide and polyfluoroalkylide substances, or better known as PFs and AFs. For years, the chemicals were used, here we go, the chemicals were used by companies to make a non-stick cookware, that's one of them, stain-resistant and waterproof fabrics, that's two of them, are you sitting on any of those? What? Food packaging and more? What? How do you know to dodge these things? How do you know that it's in your water? Maybe did you even know that your Tupperware and those pans should have been thrown out 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when we first started to hear about it? How long have you been cooking with that? Are you still cooking with it? Dear God, I hope not. Okay, food packaging and more. The problem, here's the problem. The problem is the chemicals don't break down. Thus, forever chemicals. That's cute. Which means they stay around forever, including in human blood of organs once consumed. Huh, that means us. Where? Human blood or organs. That could be anywhere. So I am forever yours chemically. That's nice. Doesn't work as a preservative for humans. It just works as knocking out their health and their immune system. Okay, so the highest forever chemical content found in the Columbus sample was, this is a different word, perfluorobutyrate, or PFBA, at a 4.8 parts per trillion. Per trillion's not, you know, too bad. Billion? Oh, man, you got problems. PFBA is a breakdown product of other forever chemicals. Well, let me go back. Wow. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency uses a guideline of 70 parts per trillion of PFAS as a maximum, get this, a maximum allowable amount. Allowable, okay. It's gonna hurt you, but not that much. Don't you worry about it. However, researchers argue that anything more than one part per trillion can cause harmful health effects. The chemicals are proved to increase the risk of cancer. Yeah, that's been increasing. Reduce fertility in women. Yeah, that's been happening. Interfere with hormones, increase cholesterol levels, and negatively affect the immune system, and develop in infants and children, according to U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Okay. So, 60s, 50s, when did this Teflon stuff start coming in? And can you correlate that with the decline of our health? Probably. But there's several other things we can also throw in there. Whew. I mean, it'll blow your mind. Okay, to lower the amount of the, here we go, to lower the amount of these man-made chemicals to one part per trillion would likely cost the city of Columbus tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, said Matt Steele, water supply treatment coordinator for the Columbus Public Utilities Division of Water. Okay, so it could be tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, to properly treat the water to get these out. Do you think that's going to happen anytime soon? No. Okay, that was a... Wait. In Cincinnati, the amount of PFAS detected in its public drinking water was 11.2 parts per trillion. And I just told you one part per trillion they considered to be pretty bad. Wow. Okay, the highest chemical detected was 4.8 parts per trillion of, here's a new one, Gen X, which DuPont, we all know them, Better Life Through Chemistry, which DuPont, Danures, Inc., used to make Teflon, replacing another chemical that had a longer chemical chain. Okay, that was one article. Wow, let's see here. I got another article. Bear with me, please. This is the Dayton Daily News. I grew up in Yellow Springs, close to Dayton. Yellow Springs was named Yellow Springs because the springs at one time were yellow. Truth. Actually, at that one time, I was young enough to drink from these yellow springs, and they were yellow, and drink with no ill health at all. And that was very, very early in life when I started to run through the glen. As a young child, picked up running, loved it. And actually, my older brother, thank you, Kurt, got me into it. He was into it. So it's like, all right. So back to the Dayton Daily News. Like I said, close to my hometown, nearly one in four Americans, or 77 million people in the U.S., are drinking water that comes from untested or contaminated systems. And Ohio ranks as one of the worst states for offenses. Did you know that? We're sitting all pretty talking about Michigan and Flint, Michigan, and how bad those people are, and boo-hoo, and their government, and what they should be doing. Says here, Ohio ranks as one of the worst states for offenses. A new report from the Natural Resources Defense Council found that there were nearly 80,000 violations impacting every state in the U.S. However, in 2015, consequences were few and far between due to a lack of underreporting and lax enforcement of environmental laws. There's no EPA cops out there. Nobody's kind of, you know, what you're dumping there, sir. All right, so Ohio landed as one of the worst offenders on the list, seventh out of the top 10 for the most offenses. States that ranked worse, okay, yeah, at least let's feel better, okay? Who's worse than us? Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, and Washington. Let's see, the problem is twofold. There's two folds. There's no cops on the beat enforcing our drinking water laws, and we're living on borrowed time with our ancient, deteriorating water infrastructure, said Eric Olson, health program director at NRDC. Whew. Okay, so that was the Dayton Daily News. We got something from Columbus, from Dayton. Well, let me see if I have something else here. Oh, this is another Columbus Dispatch article. A growing number of military sites are contaminated with PFAS, known as forever chemicals. These chemicals stay in the bloodstream of humans and animals. Two military sites were found to have contamination in Ohio. Which ones? You know, growing up in Yellow Springs, Fairborn, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, was so close, we got the flyover. You know, you see the jets, you can see the Air Force coming in for landings. That's a military base. Then you got Rickenbacker here outside of Columbus. That's actually inside Columbus. That's a military, but they're not naming it, but let's end this up here real quick. While state officials say the chemicals found are not part of a health advisory issued at the national level. Environmental said the chemicals are part of a family of about 600 chemicals that exhibit similar harmful health effects as those listed in the advisory. Chemicals that don't break down and can accumulate in the bloodstream have been found in Army and Army National Guard bases across the country, according to an environmental nonprofit group. The group for toxic fluorinated chemicals, known as PFAS, has used a variety of industries around the globe. Okay, but boom. Wow. So I say all that, I read these reports because you don't hear it on the news. You're not getting it at the coffee shop. How are you protecting yourself? How are you missing the landmines, the potholes, the bullets that are coming at you, the toxins, the people's ill will? How are you protecting yourself? Are you even conscious of it? Are you even aware? I don't know. I'm good, Stace. I fly by pants. I'm good. Are you really? How you feeling? Okay. So let's see here. How do you protect yourself? We'll come with that answer. There's plenty of answers. There's so many answers. It's overwhelming. You can be so healthy that it will blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. But in order to blow your mind, you're going to have to come back for the other side of this podcast-tainment here. Here at Talktainment Radio. Talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download Talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More on how to save your life up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood. Now, the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's Ash Kicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app, your cell, or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. Wiggins World of Wellness, just pretty much the perspective that this person has, Stacey Wiggins. And so this perspective has been developed throughout the whole lifetime. I think Yellow Springs had a great influence on me, the health awareness, the health food hippie industry kind of thing started out there. And it just became my passion. It was my calling, and I'm glad I was able to hear the call and try to answer it and ask it, what else? What's going on? Why? So that curiosity, that curious mind, got me into a lot of places that I never thought I would. And so one of those places was the curiosity of exercise. And we can go back to the ball workout. That created a whole, and it will create a whole industry of working out in a much different manner. I will have, starting to have already, professional athletes incorporate some of these workouts, some of these stretching, you know, in the exercise, just because they're superior to anything else, so superior to everything else that's going on, yoga, Pilates, whatever. Nah, it's superior. But I ended the last half hour about, we're talking about the toxins. We're talking about the water source. And this is one of the reasons why I am so diligent about detoxing or using a far infrared unit, far infrared sauna. This, you sit in, zip it up to your neck, have a little gentle fan blow on your face, and you sweat your butt off. You rid yourself of a lot of toxins, maybe some of those forever chemicals. I can't say. Don't know. Don't have the test. However, the tests have been proven that heavy metals have been reduced by use of this far infrared. So there's many plastics, many other compounds that have been legitimately analyzed by laboratories, but the forever chemicals, that's new. I'll ask one of the guys that's the best representative if he can help us out in that question. But it's about understanding the things that are coming at us, the bullets to avoid, the toxins that are in life, but also understanding that, wait a minute, it's in our medical system. It's in our food system. It's in, well, let's just face it, practically every system that is in control today and falling apart has participated in our own demise. Now, here's another example. I got an interview with this one doctor who he just puts it all on the line, and let's let it run for a little bit here.
Hi, this is Brasscheck, and today we're talking with Dr. Darren Schmidt. Before we even get started, I want to alert everybody, he's got a marvelous YouTube channel. Darren is with two R's, and Schmidt is S-C-H-M-I-D-T, and I'll put the links below so that you can check it out. I strongly recommend it. Why are we talking with Dr. Schmidt today? We're going to confront a basic reality that the news media seems to not be interested in sharing with us, which is that the United States is in absolute medical decline. There's no getting around it. There's no fudging it. You look at the numbers, and the numbers don't lie. We spend two times more on medical procedures than our nearest, quote, competitor in the developed world. We have the worst health statistics for any developed country on Earth, and we're sinking every year. We have a infant mortality rate, which is sort of one of the basic yardsticks of the health of a society, that is below some third world countries. And that also includes mother mortality rate. So if you just step back and just dispassionately look at the numbers, there's no debating that the U.S. is in medical decline. Yet, we're spending more money on medical procedures and pharmaceutical products than ever before. And as we're recording this, there's a hysteria out there that we need to be vaccinated for everything all the time. Again, no other country does this. Japan doesn't do it. The Scandinavian countries don't do it. So I have a thesis, and my thesis was helped by studying Dr. Schmidt's work, that we actually had a pretty good healthcare system pre-World War II. There was actually a lot of really good science, a lot of good medical science, a lot of good methodology, things that worked, insightful things that didn't cost a lot of money, things that were not dangerous. And with the coming of World War II and the petrochemicalization of America, that was sort of the big changing point. Suddenly, all these tried and true, well-established things have fallen off. And so Dr. Schmidt's become an expert in these things, and I'm going to ask him to talk about how, first, how he came to that point in his career, and then second, some of the big items that we're all missing that we would do well to learn more about. So we're talking with Dr. Darren Schmidt. Welcome, Dr. Schmidt.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ken.
We love your channel. I want to just start out by saying that, and I'm very appreciative for all that you do to share your knowledge. So I'm assuming, like most people trained in the medical world, people didn't really talk much about pre-World War II methodologies or understandings.
Right. I think the understandings are paramount to the methodology. So when you look at medicine, you got conventional medicine with pharmaceutical and medications and surgery. And then you have the alternative medicine, which is basically eat good food and take some supplements and, you know, do what your grandmother used to do with bone broth and soups and meat and stuff like that. So your first question was, how did I get into this? Like, the historical aspect of healthcare is super interesting. And I grew up on a farm, and one of the guys that worked on the farm was just into history. And he said, if you don't know your past, then you don't know your future. So when I was a kid when he said that. So I went to Ohio State, and I asked my academic counselor about healthcare. I want to get into healthcare. Do you have a class on the history of medicine? And he said, no. And then he said, I wish that all my students would ask that kind of question. So I would read, you know, and that was 1990. So I just read historical stuff here and there when it came upon me. And 3 years ago, I had black mold poisoning from my office, and I had heart symptoms. And I didn't know that I had black mold, but I was having really bad symptoms. I was considering which ER I should go to, which hospital I should go to, you know, the heart pain, the pain down the left arm, and the high blood pressure and racing pulse. And I tried for 4 months to try to fix it with all the knowledge and nutrition and supplements that I had. And what happened was I started taking some supplements from the 1930s, and I got better. 2 days later, I felt better. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what did they know in the 30s that we don't know now? Because I know what doctors know. I know what doctors don't know. I study a lot. I study every day. So I found these articles that explain the formulation of those particular supplements and why the guy put them together that way. And basically, he was describing the mechanism of chronic disease, which it's at the time, it was called lactic acidosis, and it's still an okay descriptor of the mechanism of chronic disease, but the definition changed after the 1970s of lactic acidosis. So now it doesn't mean much at all. It only applies to two groups of people. One is athletes, and the other one is people who are gravely sick with diabetes, heart disease, or cancer, and they have a few days left to live. But in the 70s and earlier, into the 20s, going back, lactic acidosis applied to everybody that had a chronic illness. And if you think that way, and I mean, what it is, it's dirty blood causing cell starvation and cell death, and there's a whole mechanism behind it. But the lactic acidosis was first being figured out in the 1840s, and they had found a high amount of lactate or lactic acid in cadavers that had a, you know, the person had a chronic illness. And lactate and lactic acid, those are two different things, but regarding nomenclature, they're sort of interchangeable. So, and then they found high lactate in sick people in the 1850s. And so beginning in the era, the people studying chronic illness were all focused on, not all focused, but heavily focused on lactate. And lactate is a buildup waste product from excess carbohydrate metabolism or accelerated glycolysis, which means your body's just burning lots and lots of sugar. So that happens with a really high sugar diet. It also happens with cancer. It also happens with diabetes. And diabetes is the cause of heart disease. So that's why high lactate is a problem when it comes to people with chronic illness. Now, you can have normal lactate, but yet still have the mechanism going on because there's other waste products that are produced from chronic illness, like there's ethanol, acetaldehyde, acetate, hydrogen, which is acid. So you can still run like all the blood work.
All right. So he's referring to lactate. In today's conversation, we are referring to it as the alkaline acidic, because when you're in an acid state, you're in a lactate. Lactate is an acid. He, if we remember, he referred back to the 1920s and 1930s. What did they know? He took a formulation from way back in the day and was healed or turned things around in 2 days. Fascinating. We have information, 1920, 2020, that's 100 years ago. Okay, now sit up in your chair here and in wherever you're sitting. Hopefully you're on a ball, but clean your ears out. 100 years ago was Royal Raymond Rife. We need to do a book report on this gentleman. He is a hero. This man, well, first off, let me see. His father was from Ohio, so he's got a little bit of Ohio, you know, home roots. But he created a microscope of prisms in order to look at alive bacteria and viruses, so he could then, which he created another machine, a frequency machine, to find which frequency would kill the bacteria or kill the virus. This was frequency medicine, way different from just electroshock therapy where they just put big paddles to your head. Way back in the 1920s. Now, in the 1930s, if you have listened to any of my podcasts, or if you're just pretty much aware of how history of medicine is operated, 1930s was the Flexner Report. That report pretty much shut down all the alternative therapies, the herbologists, the chiropractors, the massage therapists, the electrical, the microcurrent people. Check this out. Royal Raymond Rife was healing people by using different frequencies. And it's like, well, what do you mean? Let's bring this in today's action, today's thought process. We know about frequencies. We hear there's a 528 love frequency, there's this frequency, esophageal frequencies, and you listen to music and, yeah, maybe you feel the effect or you don't. I don't know. And I always wonder, hey, if I can only hear out of one ear, do I get half the benefits? Because, you know, I can't hear much out of the other ear. There are frequencies. Well, let me show you. If you go out to your car and you got that key fob and you unlock your door, boop, boom, door unlocked. Or wait a minute, you could be a little more fancy, or you can unlock the hatch, the back of the trunk or whatever. So you got these specific frequencies that's just for your car. You can go to the car lot, wherever you bought your car, Chevy, Audi, whatever, and no other car is going to open a door or open a trunk due to the frequency that's set just in yours, just your car. All right, you got that? Then there's the Whoop watches, the iPhone watches or whatever. They tell you based upon what? They tell you your heart rate. They tell you your sleeping, your REM, your, you know, how much deep sleep you had, all that kind of stuff. How are these watches doing this? Well, they're reading the frequencies that your body is giving off. So, we know about frequencies. But did you know there's a frequency, a very specific frequency, that can dissolve scar tissue in any part of your body? Did you know there's a very specific frequency that can dissolve, or I should say greatly eliminate, inflammation in any part of your body? These are micro frequencies, and we may be familiar with like the TENS unit, where you put it on your back and it just kind of simulates your muscles, contract, relax, contract, relax. Well, that's a frequency. It's generating a particular frequency for your muscles to do that relax, contract. So these micro frequencies, boy, I tell you, if you want to dive into a rabbit hole that is going to just open your mind to a new level of healing, okay? CBD, we all known about this. It's kind of put the stab in the side of the gut of big pharma, because CBD works. It works great. It reduces a lot of pain, inflammation, helps with the stress of the mind, and it's replacing a lot of pharmaceutical drugs. But this unit here, the HealyWorld.net, is where you can go to check this out. But it's a Healy unit, and you wear it around your wrist, or you put a little leads on you, and you can then begin to select micro frequencies for whatever issue you may have. This is mind-blowing technology, but it's not so mind-blowing because these frequencies were discovered back in the 1920s, 100 years ago. Where have we been? How come I haven't heard about it? Check this out. You'll love this. Not only is this machine available, and it's been available to chiropractors and other physiotherapists and people who are, you know, into the wellness industry, but as a big unit, you know, you'd have to go to the office. You have to lay down and lay on a table. No. Today, the app is on your phone. You wear two wraps. You wear two wrist wraps or whatever. It's simple. And it's with you all day long. I'm saying that to say this. This is going to rock medicine in so many ways because these units will help bring balance to your body. Bring balance, whether it's an issue with an organ. Bring balance, whether it's an issue with your brain, an issue with your tissue. Just bring balance. It's amazing stuff. This woman that I'm about to introduce, she is the one that did the research, did the studies, put these frequencies in combination together in order to create amazing, amazing healing responses. So amazing that, in fact, I don't remember if anybody can recall that Terrell Owens broke his leg, but yet he played in the Super Bowl 6 weeks later after that break. So we're going to stop in and check out like the last 7 minutes or so of some of her talk about micro frequencies. Amazing, amazing stuff. It's just been buried.
Thank you so much to be here.
Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful group. I'm honored to be here. Yeah. So, how do I get this on? There we go. The Time Waver staff helped me to establish my my topic for today. Because you think in fundamentals, what is the human spirit, what is the human body, the theme of today's lecture was obvious, treating behind the obvious. So to just review from yesterday, the specific frequencies were developed in the early 1900s and used by thousands of practitioners until about 1934. Harry van Gelder was an osteopath and naturopath born in Australia. He was Dutch, trained in England after the war, came to Canada, actually, bought a practice in 1946 that came with a machine that was built in 1922. George Douglas went and worked with Harry van Gelder, and this machine came with a list of frequencies. Harry learned to use them and became quite well known over the Western United States and all across Canada. And George brought the frequencies home from the list, from the machine, put them in a drawer, and in 1983, I think, and then found them again in 1995. So we started using them in 95, 96. I started teaching them in 97 to find out if they were reproducible. I have no idea how the frequencies were derived, and I honestly don't care. The important thing to me is whether or not they work and have a predictable effect, and whether or not they're teachable and reproducible. So we do know that the 1920s equipment is not microcurrent. So the frequencies are very specific, and I did not give this list yesterday, I don't think, but the frequency for inflammation reduces inflammation, and that's all it does. It doesn't change range of motion. It doesn't do anything except reduce redness and swelling and pain and inflammation. That frequency does only that. There's a frequency for fibrosis and scarring that increases range of motion, but does nothing for inflammation. Does nothing for pain unless the pain is being caused by the scarring. There's a frequency that stops bleeding. It just stops it, prevents bruising and new injuries. So it's why Terrell Owens' foot did not get bruised or swollen, because we use the frequency to stop bleeding. Toxicity changes function, changes pain sometimes, but somehow doesn't cause detox reactions, and that's what we're going to talk about. There's a frequency for shingles and oral and genital herpes. That virus reduces pain, eliminates the lesions within 24 to 48 hours, takes 2 hours treatment, but it does nothing else. It is not useful for any other kind of pain except for shingles. And there is one frequency combination. The only thing it is good for is kidney stone pain. The pain that comes when you pass a kidney stone. It doesn't do anything for the stone. That's a separate protocol. It does only the pain from the kidney stone. So yesterday we talked about the fact that microcurrent increases ATP production by 500% and provides more or less unlimited energy for healing. As long as you're between 10 and 500 microamps, the ATP is going up by 500%. Between 500 and 1,000 microamps, the ATP levels off, and above 1,000 microamps, the ATP actually drops. So when you use the higher amperage devices and electrical therapies, you're actually they do what they do, but they decrease ATP production according to the studies. Nock Chang in 1982, and then Seegers in 2001 and 2002. So the increased ATP allowed the cell to make more protein synthesis, increased by 70%, and amino acid transport by 40%. So there's a case I want to get to, but there's some introduction that makes that case more make sense. So frequency-specific therapy treats muscle pain and scar tissue. Scar tissue is easy. By and large, muscle pain is easy. When we treat myofascial pain or muscle and fascial pain, first we treat the nerve, then we treat the disc and the facet joints, and then we treat the muscle. For the best results, you always seem to treat what's causing the muscle pain. So we know for sure that we can treat the nerve. We have one paper published on that. It was only 20 cases, but the statistics are very nice. The 20 cases, but they were 7 years chronic. So all of them had seen at least 3 to 5 other practitioners before they got to me. All patients experienced pain relief. When they came in the first visit, their pain level was about a 7. And at the end of the first visit, as an average, it was down to a 1 or a 2. And that p-value has 2 zeros, so 0.001. Those of you that know statistics know that's a very nice number. With an N of only 20, it's lovely. On the second treatment, their pain only went back up to a 5, roughly, on a 0 to 10 scale. And at the end of that session, it was a 1.9 out of 10. 65% of them, 13 out of the 20, experienced complete relief and recovered from the nerve pain with 4 or 5 sessions, twice a week the first week, twice a week the second week, and then one treatment in the third week to make sure they're still okay. So it's roughly 5 visits.
All right.
Aside from getting pretty
What she is referring to is absolutely mind-blowing time results in healing. I've worked on massage. I've done muscles for over 30 years, and what she referred to is we treat the facet first, the nerve, and then the muscle. It's like, okay, I treat the muscle first, and then hope for better for the rest. You know, this is amazing, amazing technology. I bought her book, Resonance Effect. I'm reading it. I'm going through it, making notes and all that kind of stuff. Next podcast will be a book report on her and on this microfrequency healing technology. It's going to turn medicine, not on its head, it's going to turn it out of this world. It's really cool because it's over 100 years ago, the information, but it's like space age technology. Yeah, that's cool. Here at TalkTamerRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. When you're gonna holler back, hey. Come on and holler.
the power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.